News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A $21 million US dollar contract has been signed to facilitate the rehabilitation of wastewater systems in Portmore, St. Catherine. The project will involve the installation of sewer pipelines between the transfer pumping stations and the Soapbury Water Treatment Plant. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the project signals the government's commitment to enhancing the environmental health of the community and the overall health and safety of residents.
The contract also represents our commitment to the continued economic growth of Portmore and its environs and an improvement in the standard of living for its residents. In addition, upon completion, the project will benefit approximately 200,000 persons in Portmore.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the contract signing ceremony for the Portmore Sewage Project on Thursday. The project is being funded under the National Water Commission's K-Factor program. A contract of over $2.5 million has been signed with Geddes Refrigeration Limited for the installation of modern and efficient air conditioning systems in four state agencies. The entities to benefit are the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, Kingston Public Hospital, the Donald Sangster Building on East Street, Kingston, and the Montego Bay Revenue Service Center. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the systems are expected to reduce energy consumption in the entities and will over time reduce Jamaica's oil import bill.
We recognize that the government has to lead the way in terms of the greater utilization of renewables, but more so on our energy conservation and efficiency program. It is going to take many years, but we are now moving in greater earnest to implement the project.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the contract signing ceremony in Kingston on Wednesday. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, is urging business operators to comply with the relevant regulations when mounting billboards and signs within the corporate area. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown Burke, says letters are being sent to non-compliant entities outlining the law and requesting that they make contact with the office within 7 days of receipt of the notices. Failure to comply will result in the removal of signs, the publishing of names in the print media, and a legal action in the resident magistrate's court.
The truth is that the KSAC has no real interest in removing signs. But if businesses do not heed the notices that we have issued, then we have no alternative but to resort to removing them.
Senator Brown Burke was speaking at the recent KSAC monthly meeting. As the Yuletide season draws nearer, the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, is urging citizens to keep their communities clean and free from rodent infestation by practicing proper waste disposal. Executive Director of the NSWMA, Jennifer Edwards, says the volume of waste is expected to significantly increase over the holidays, and the agency will be better able to keep the streets clean if citizens dispose of their waste properly.
We therefore appeal to our citizens, event planners, vendors, and merchants to package and containerize their waste. Separate as much as possible. Freeze, scrap, and leftover protein. Call a waste hauler to remove extra waste that is generated, and particularly garden cuttings and limbs from trees that are pruned.
Ms. Edwards was speaking at a press conference in Kingston recently. And 20 employees in residential child care facilities across the island are now better equipped to serve children with disabilities. This follows a recent training exercise administered by the Child Development Agency, CDA. The agency partnered with Nathan Ebanks Foundation to provide the training for the employees. The course was designed to help teachers and administrators understand cognitive, developmental, and learning disabilities.
We have children within our facility who have special needs, and we felt that we needed to focus somewhat on them at this particular time by sensitizing our teachers and giving them practical skills that they are able to use in the classroom to address some of the needs that the children have.
Acting CEO of the Child Development Agency, Rosalie Gage Gray, speaking in an interview with the JIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth N. Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.